You will hear a telephone conversation about opening a bank account. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Expats Helpline, Terry Davies here. What can I do for you?
Hello, Terry. I've been in this country for a while, and I've just been offered a job in the city, so I think I'm going to need to open a bank account. I haven't had one before, so I'm wondering what papers I need.
Well, basically, you'll need to be able to prove to the bank that you're who you say you are and that you live where you say you do, okay?
Uh-huh.
And for some banks, at least, that means you'll have to show them 2 separate pieces of identity. So I'll run through the list if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll bring it up on the screen. Let's see. Here it is. Right. The first thing it says is a valid passport.
The first document is passport. So passport has been written in for you. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Expats Helpline, Terry Davies here. What can I do for you?
Hello, Terry. I've been in this country for a while, and I've just been offered a job in the city, so I think I'm going to need to open a bank account. I haven't had one before, so I'm wondering what papers I need.
Well, basically, you'll need to be able to prove to the bank that you're who you say you are and that you live where you say you do, okay?
Uh-huh.
And for some banks, at least, that means you'll have to show them 2 separate pieces of identity. So I'll run through the list if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll bring it up on the screen. Let's see. Here it is. Right. The first thing it says is a valid passport.
Mine's Australian.
Yes, that would be fine, of course. The next one is a driving license, and again, one from your country would be okay. Then that's followed by birth certificate. Oh, hang on, that's only if you're under 18.
Which I'm not.
Right, so not that then. But you can also show them a benefit book. For instance, if you're in ill health, or unemployed, or getting income support.
Yes, I could bring that. Or a letter from my employer, maybe?
Well, that's not actually on the list. So we'll have to assume you can't.
Okay. And to prove where I live?
Again, there are several possible things listed here. For instance, you could use a bill for council tax or something else for where you live, such as an insurance certificate.
I've got one of those, somewhere among all my papers. But what about bills? Things like phone bills, I mean.
As long as it has your address on it, yes, fine.
So a bill for my mobile would do, would it?
I'm afraid it would have to be for a fixed line phone. You could use other types of household bill, though, as long as you get them through the post.
How about an electricity bill? That'll say where I live, won't it?
If it's in your name and not that of a landlord, yes.
It is, so I'll probably take that then.
There's one other you might want to use, a vehicle registration document. If you have a car or motorbike or something, of course.
No, I haven't actually. Now, I believe there's a bank actually inside the commercial centre, and I might open an account there, seeing as how that's where I'll be every day.
Yeah, that would seem to make sense. I know people who bank there.
I actually read about it in a city guide. My cousin picked it up when he was here a couple of years ago, and I made a few notes. Do you mind if I run through them with you now, just to make sure the details haven't changed?
Fine, go ahead.
Okay, first question. It's still a branch of the Popular Bank, is it? The one with links to Australian banks?
No, it's actually been taken over by another big banking group, the Savings Bank. It still seems quite popular, though, especially with people doing business in the Asia-Pacific area.
And when is it open? Monday to Saturday?
I'll have to check their website for that. Give me a second or two, will you?
Sure.
Right. I've got it. Customer service, and it's just weekdays, I'm afraid.
Does it say what their business hours are?
I'm just looking for that. It's on a different page for some reason. I think there's been a change at some banks in the last year or so. Yeah, here it is. It's open from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon.
And it's on the top floor of the main center building, is it? Next to the travel agency?
That's where it used to be, but they've since moved it to a slightly bigger place. It's on the ground floor now.
Oh. And one last thing on this. I know most banks give incentives to young people to open accounts with them, but apparently this one didn't. Do you know if they're offering anything these days?
I'll just check. I'm sure they'd say so on their new clients page if they were. No, there's nothing mentioned here.
That's a pity. I was quite looking forward to getting my free gift.